And welcome to this week's edition of An Organic Conversation, a show about food, ecology, stories from the land, recipes, nature, sustainability, interconnectedness, relationships, and life itself. Basically everything. We're your host, Helge Hellberg.
Mark Mulcahy.
And Sita Rani-Palomar.
Yeah, I had to say it once. We're comparing apples with oranges today, literally. A produce review between the seasons with a special guest here in the studio that will join us in just a minute, the voice of the market, Mr. Earl Herrick. It's a time between the seasons, so how do you stay happy, Mark, with produce being your life? What's shaking, since not so much is shaking on the tree, I guess?
Well, I live in the world of produce, so it's hard not to be happy, right?
I mean, but this is the tweener time.
Yeah, and
there's still some
navel
stuff
oranges
out there.
And parsnips.
Okay, we'll get into all that in a minute. But what else makes you happy right now?
Well, you know, actually, the other day I was visiting Indiana. I was working with a client out there, and a remarkable general manager I was working with. You know, we were sitting there, and I was evaluating some of his employees and how they work and stuff like that. And you know, I was saying, I don't really think this person has the skill set for this job. And he said, well, that may be true. But this person is a really brilliant merchandiser. And so I look for the best in everybody and try to build my positions around their strengths. And he gave me a couple of, stories where there was a cashier. She was a really bad cashier. She couldn't count change. She was always under, over, under till. She was always too slow. And so everybody took that and said, okay, well, this person's just a bad worker. Well, there was a position opening up in HABA, right, the HBC department, and she went over there and she grew their herb sales because that's what she was into and that's what she loved. Mm. Another guy was a grocery guy, but he was really handy, so he made him an operations manager, and now they don't have to hire out any of their work because he's such a handy operations guy. And just seeing the best
that.
Value in people just really had a huge impact on me, because I know just for myself, I try to do that, but sometimes I only see what's in front of me as opposed to looking at what is really there. And so I just really appreciate that moment.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like he lives in the world of possibility for sure.
Yeah.
I remember somebody once told me that a good manager gives their team jobs that they can succeed at, instead of necessarily following the job description. Now, whether or not that's the way you want to manage, I think there's really something to be said for it. Because when you look at this case that you're talking about, Mark, the job satisfaction and the loyalty at that store must be by far above the average across the country. I mean, that's incredible, because he's really looking at the whole person and saying, what are your interests? What is your skill set? We will find a place for you. That's like family. To me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it does point out what you just said, Sita, the turnover in businesses, especially in retail, is obscene. And it's actually the greatest cost factor for many businesses, that to retrain somebody new and bring them back into the team and the team dynamic. But what sticks out in your story for me, Mark, is the bandwidth of human behavior. We can be so gruesome in our approach to life, and we can be so kind too. Mm-hmm. And that was Helge's organic moment. No, really beautiful.
That was this week's
edition. Thanks for sharing that. Yes. And the human interaction is always in season, and we will talk about what else is in season. But we do have a news item for you, our listeners, for this week. And of course, that's the food safety rules that the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, sent out a few weeks ago in response to bacterial outbreaks that we had in this country last year and over the last few years. We are monitoring and are involved in the proposed changes by the FDA, and especially make sure they address what they are supposed to address and don't create an unnecessary burden for small-scale organic farming operation. We decided to have a show about that, which we will do next week already. FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the new proposed, actually last year they were proposed, but there's now a 60-day comment period on these regulations, the new food safety regulations that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, just released. And FDA has been in the news since December 21st, kind of the day before Christmas, on Friday, that week at 4 o'clock, FDA announced that it would allow and give way to the marketplace for genetically engineered salmon. And we had that on our Facebook page. You can follow the conversation on facebook.com/inorganicconversation. FDA now again having a 60-day comment period. So please make your voices heard on genetically engineered salmon.
That is a deep sigh for me. Yeah. This whole genetically modified organism thing, there is no real conversation around it, at least it seems like on the government's side of it. And I really think that there just needs to be a revolution in this country, because this is the food that we eat. And if we're talking about what's possible, let's talk about what's possible in a way that's sustainable for everybody, not necessarily just sustainable for the pocketbooks of the companies who are making it.
I don't know that I have much more to add, because that's it's really ending on a positive note, and my feelings on this topic are not so positive right now, because I was at what you would think would be an organic marketplace recently, and they had a brand that is known to be using GMO ingredients at this organic marketplace, and I was completely shocked, because it's practically public knowledge that this brand uses GMO ingredients, but they're not forced to label it. So when it's not on the product, the consumer doesn't know. They don't think there's less evaluation. And so when it comes to salmon, how many people are going to be buying
salmon
that they don't know?
Jumping the species barrier from plant to animal, now the first animal fit, so to say, for human consumption or not fit. Anyway, make your voices heard. That's facebook.com and organic conversation. FDA 60 days. I think we have 30 days left for public comment. May that help? May we still delay the approval of genetically engineered salmon to have more studies prove that it's scientifically pretty inconsiderate and just not tested, not safe yet. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
And today we are comparing apples with oranges, a produce review between the seasons. Fun, fun, fun. That and more when we come back. Stay tuned.
SPUD stands for Sustainable Produce Urban Delivery. SPUD delivers the highest quality organic produce and the best locally sourced grocery items one can find directly to your doorstep. It's easy, it's convenient, and it supports your local economy. On every delivery day, SPUD takes at least 100 cars off the road that would have otherwise been driving to the grocery store. Reduce your carbon footprint, save time, and save money when grocery shopping with SPUD. Place your order today at spud.com. That's SPUD.com.
Are you a chef, have a catering business, or planning a party, or simply just love organic produce? If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, walk right in to Earl's Organic Produce. Anyone can buy directly from us at wholesale prices. You don't have to be a natural food store to enjoy the freshest and most delicious organic produce. We are located on the San Francisco Produce Market at 2101 Gerald Avenue. We look forward to seeing you.
Walk-in hours are Monday through Friday throughout the night from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Minimum purchase is one box or flat, cash or checks only. For more information, visit earlsorganic.com.
Fry Vineyards is America's first organic winery, family-owned and operated since 1980. Dedicated to the highest levels of organic and biodynamic farming, Fry never adds synthetic sulfites or other preservatives to their wines. Fry organic and biodynamic wines include delicious Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Syrah, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. Fry Vineyards Mendocino County award-winning wines without added sulfites. Available at grocery stores and online at frywine.com. That's FREYWINE.com.
Yes, so let the music take your mind. Just release and you will find you're gonna.
And we are back here to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
Our topic today is comparing apples with oranges. Yes, we can. A produce review between the seasons. This is the time of citrus and broccoli and what else? Well, we'll find out. And before we dive into that vast world of season and produce, here's a slice of health from our very own Sitarani Palomar, a.k.a. Chef Sita and her holistic bite.
I was waiting for it. Thank you, Helga. Well, This month, I've been focusing my Holistic Bite health tip on easy routines to improve wellness this year. And 2 weeks ago, I talked about lemon water in the morning, which hydrates and alkalizes and promotes detox. Last week, I talked about body brushing, which helps to improve your circulation and detox. And this week, one of the easiest ways that you can infuse your food with more nutrients, and that is making homemade vegetable stock. And some people find this topic so daunting. And I mean, I guess I can understand why, because I didn't really know much about it before I became a chef, but it isn't as time consuming as most people think. And like a lot of things in life, it just requires a little bit of familiarity. So what you want to do is throughout the week, throughout the month, as you're cooking and cutting vegetables, take the ends and the tops and the peels and the bits that you would not cook with that you would might otherwise compost, like your root ends of onions, the paper from your garlic, the celery tops, the potato peels, the stems from your herbs. Collect all of those while you're cooking and store them in a plastic bag or a plastic or glass container in your freezer. So every time you cook and you have these bits at the end that would make delicious stock, I mean, this is what they use to make stock anyway, you just keep adding to that reserve in your freezer. And when it gets full, voila, put it in a stock pot, put it on the stove, fill it with water, and vegetable stock really takes only 30 minutes to make. So you want to just cover those ends, you know, your leeks and your scallion ends, whatever you've just saved throughout, with water. Bring it up to a boil, reduce it to a simmer, simmer it for 30 minutes, strain it, and really, it's that simple. And you are then infusing your soups and stews, your sauces, simple broths that you want to drink when you're not feeling well by adding a little bit of miso and ginger. You're adding all of the minerals and vitamins from these vegetables into it. Like root vegetables, for example, potatoes are really rich in potassium. So you're getting more potassium in your food, which is great for heart health. It's just, it's so amazing to me how easy this is and how few people know how to do it. So you can even incorporate booster foods to give it a little bit more health property, like sea vegetables. Kombu is a really great sea vegetable, of course, rich in minerals, and it increases digestibility, which means that you're going to be able to absorb more of the nutrients in your food. And even some people at the very end of making their stock will add a little bit of flaxseed that just sits on top of everything that's cooking. And what that does is it adds a little bit more body and structure because it's a very gelatinous substance, and omega-3s to your food. And then you just strain all of that out and you're left with delicious mineral-rich vegetable stock. So I encourage you to think beyond the compost bin. What can you do with all of these ingredients? And check out facebook.com/an organic conversation and anorganicconversation.com for my tips on how you can make stock as easy and as nutritious as possible. And that's this week's Holistic Bite.
I like the voila, voila.
Well, there's a stock exchange you want to invest in, right?
Yeah.
You know, the very interesting thing is there, because I love to cook, you love to cook. Helga's a huge cook, we know, as we know. And it's those little teeny things that you just brought up. When you people talk about not being able to afford organic food, not, you know, the food's too expensive, all these things, it's those little tips like that that really help you to get the value. Because if you go out and buy a container, an aseptic of vegetable stock, what's that, $2? Okay, you think that doesn't add up. But if you use a lot of vegetable stock over time, that adds up. And you've got the materials just from the produce that you bought. That's a great tip, Sita.
You do. And the other than the expense, really the health benefits of it, it's just incredible to me. You're going to get so much more out of your fresh vegetables at home than you do in a carton that's been sitting on the shelf for who knows how long. And it's more than just the things that you're used to, like celery, onions, garlic, and carrots. You can use corn husks. And the corn, the cob, that's what I was going for, not husk, the cob. And that makes a delicious stock, which is incredible in Mexican food, by the way. But just stretch your imagination. I mean, there are lots of great, great things that you can be doing with those vegetables.
And I love, Sita, you mentioned once that you use bananas that go dark, that turn black because they're overripe at that point. You take them out of the peel and you freeze them for smoothies. So the idea of stock expanded is, you know, you can use fruits and vegetables to make resources that you can use for later use, be it stock vegetable cuttings for stock, or be it the bananas that turn black, freeze them and use them in your smoothie, you know, 2 months down the road. Yeah. Bananas are expensive. So great.
The sugar content is higher. Yes. And, you know, these are the kinds of tips that make all the difference on your produce budget and on your health.
Absolutely.
So I would love if our listeners would post to our Facebook page what their tips are for getting more use out of their fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. We could start a little AOC list.
Yes, facebook.com/inorganic conversation. And as always, the Holistic Bite is brought to you by the natural beauty company Ecobella, because it's like you say, Sita, real health and well-being comes from the inside out and the outside in. And yes, this is the time kind of to take care of both.
Well, certainly. I mean, stock is such an important thing to add more nutrients in the wintertime when you're making a lot of soups and you need that boost of vitamins and minerals to keep your immune system strong. And when it's so cold outside and your skin gets dry and you're underhydrated, it's really important. It's really important to moisturize, honestly.
So you just rub the stock on your skin?
No, you rub Ecobella on your skin. Oh. Ecobella offers a wonderful line of body care products and intelligent cosmetics. Check it out. Ecobella.com. Let us know what you think. That's Ecobella, Ecobella.com. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And it's a tweener time, clearly, produce lingo speaking, which doesn't mean that there's not a lot of great produce out there, but which one is it? What's coming, what's going, and what's going on? Today's topic is comparing apples with oranges, a produce review between the seasons. And we had a great show on intentions, actually, last week, and I know somebody chimed in and said, I will eat less candy and more produce. And of course, that was our associate producer, Kristen Ponger.
Too many organic caramels, maybe.
Intention setting last week's topic.
Yeah, you know, and I had a great conversation with a listener recently who said that it really helps to frame her commitment. She's so used to saying, I'm going to do this every single day for this year, and that's my path to wellness, because that's what most people do. But when you step out of the box and you look at it in a little bit of a more holistic way, you find a way to honor your intention without marrying yourself to one specific activity mm-hmm. that you need to keep for 365 days. It just makes it more likely that you will get the actual benefit.
Yeah, great show on how to support your new year's commitment, making it about body, mind, and spirit, and focusing on what you want to add to your life rather than what you just want to cut out or avoid. And we hope you will add more produce. Comparing apples with oranges, we want to hear today from the Marx's mouth, so to say. Produce review between the seasons. Mark, something you have been waiting for all your life, I'm sure, for this episode. And we have a super special guest here in the studio with us, the voice of the market, Mr. Earl Herrick, the owner of Earl's Organic Produce. Welcome, Earl, to the show. So great to have you in the studio.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Yes. Usually,
how y'all doing?
All that celebration.
You're usually that voice from the produce dock, literally with your cell phone, walking the docks, looking at produce carts and telling us what's up and what's good and you know, cutting produce left and right and giving us the tip of the week with what's in season. But it's great to have you here in the studio. And actually, we are surrounded by boxes of citrus, mostly. So
yeah, you,
Mark,
brought the produce doc to us.
I'm handing it over to the experts, and I'm saying goodbye. No, I'm going to listen to this, but we are in this funny time of green and yellow, it seems. We have leafy green vegetables, of course, the broccolis, the kales, and we have citrus, which makes perfect sense from a nutritional point of view. Yeah. You get the, you know, you get the color, you get the chlorophyll, you get the sunlight in the vegetable, and you get vitamin C. Is that... What's good right now? Guide us through the world, Earl and Mark.
Well, I mean, I was just walking the produce stand today, and so not the whole market, but just walking a produce department today. And you're right; it's all about greens. It's all about citrus. It's all about, you know, apples and pears and roots and things like that. But you know what I want to ask Earl is, you know, Earl, you've been doing this for a long, long time, and this is a tweener time. What actually, you know, what's actually going on there in the marketplace?
Well, you know, when you mentioned some colors of orange and green, oh, actually yellow and green, orange is really the predominant color. When you go through a produce department, a retail, that is what you see. Everything is that color. And first of all, it's great to be in a warm studio. I mean,
it's great to be here. Too many cold mornings in the dock.
Exactly. I can't imagine when you're working in a produce dock around 30 degrees, some of your storage coolers are wet, and then you get outside in the nice sun and it's 30 degrees outside because right now the Bay Area is freezing, right?
Exactly. Well, and when you're working the sun doesn't rise till 6 a.m. and our day is halfway done. So, you know, you're not even seeing the sun. So you want to keep moving. You want to open lots of boxes. You want to talk. You want to keep moving. So what's happening is this is a perfect tweener time. In when you're earlier, you were talking about apples and oranges, apples and pears are all out of storage. It's not fresh fruit anymore. It's all coming out of storage.
Can you actually explain that? Because I think the average listener, I know before I got into the food movement, I didn't know what that means. So when we eat apples and pears in the wintertime, they did not just come from the farm.
Yeah. It is interesting, isn't it? They're going to be harvested August, September, October. And as they harvest, they separate the really, really premium fruit and put that in storage. And storage is or huge refrigerators, walk-ins. But they're different than just being cold. These are actually get sealed, and the entire environment is controlled. So nitrogen, oxygen, moisture, humidity, it's all controlled, very scientific. They
suspended in time to not
exactly,
you know, get any, to not rot, basically.
Totally. Yeah. And so they will seal that until about January or so. Market fluctuations will determine, and they will seal that. And so that portion is put away, sealed, and stored, and the rest, that goes to the fresh market. Mm-hmm. So up until about right around now, for the last couple of weeks, we've seen some of the apples, early apples, some galas especially, coming out of CA storage. That stands for controlled atmosphere.
Oh, I thought it's California. I'm like happy to buy local apples. And no, I have no idea where they're from.
And as Mark can speak to, they have their definite qualities too, a CA apple.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a CA apple, it's a great thing because now if we didn't have this technology, your apples would all be pretty mushy.
Gone
apples.
At this point.
Pretty mushy. Mm-hmm. And this isn't a new thing. It's been going on for many, many years. The difference now is they've actually got it down to a science. You know, I mean, this is down to where they know exactly what's going on in that room. And they know when they release it. And as a retailer, what you know is you won't see a lot of apples right now out on a table that's unrefrigerated. Sure. Whereas in September, you walk into a store and there are 30 different varieties of apples. They're all out on the dry tables because they have enough integrity to hold up. Where right now, if you put them out there, they would hold up about, you know, two or three days.
Sure, of course, because they were suspended in time for a couple of months, and the longer we wait now, the March, April, the moment you take them out of storage, that time lapse kind of kicks in. They do go bad a little bit quicker, right?
A lot quicker.
What does that mean if you buy apples right now or in February or in March or in April for you guys talking about home storage? Where would you put them?
I'd put them in the fridge.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wouldn't keep them on the counter unless I was going to eat them like in a day.
Yeah,
maybe two at the most.
It's amazing how fast. Great to know. It's amazing how fast they'll break down just in your room temperature. You want to keep in the refrigerator, but also not only apples, we're talking about pears too.
Same story, right?
Same story. Now in a pear, it's a little more difficult because they do ripen from the inside out. So don't wait till they're a little soft. You've waited too long. Uh-huh. So keep them. If you buy five or six, keep four or five in the refrigerator. Keep one out ready to eat and eat them right away.
So when a pear in March that has been stored for whatever, 4 or 5 months, mm-hmm. breaks down and you feel, you know, it's getting a little denty and a little soft, you would cut it open. It would be rotting inside.
Yeah, right the around the seed cavity. Gotcha. It will get a little brown and it'll be
great.
Yeah, it'll
apples,
be pleasant.
Apples and pears in the fridge.
Well, can we talk about varieties then? Which ones are good to buy now because they do better in storage?
Yeah, what stores well?
Well, the first apples that get pulled out are the galas. That's first of all, there are certain apples. One of the reasons we only have 20 or 30 varieties that are commercially grown are those are the ones that will store to some degree. There's hundreds of varieties that have been discontinued or just regionally grown that don't store well at all. So you're going to see them for a couple of weeks and they're gone. So of the apples that are commercially grown, the gala is the first one that comes out of storage because it's pretty much the first one that gets harvested.
Pink Lady.
Pink Lady, Fuji, Braeburns. Those are the ones.
I know the variety from Germany that you sometimes see in like small specialty organic markets, Spitzenberg, which actually was
great
grafted and developed to store better actually, it gets better and better the longer you store it. And in Germany, I remember we always would get like a potato sack full of Spitzenbergs and have them in the potato in the coal cellar over the winter. And for months, they would, you know, be delicious. There's nothing you need to do to them.
I wanted to grow up with you then. I mean, Spitzenberg apple, I mean, come on, Mark.
Good luck.
How about this, huh? Well, you know, I wanted to go back to and just relate to a storage apple. That is an outgrowth of old-timey a root cellar. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get you know, you get your stuff, you put in a root cellar because refrigeration wasn't around. So that's the origin of that.
Yeah. We actually did an interesting show that talked about root cellars and some tips on how to make your own. I think it was in October when we had Full Belly Farms on. I can't remember the name of that episode, but check that out. If this idea of root cellars.
Oh, yeah, storing your fall harvest or something like that. Yeah. Yes, wonderful.
So those are the apple varieties.
Well, and yeah, they just keep taking little bits out each time, and you know, different varieties will hold up longer and that type of thing. Like a Gala isn't going to hold up nearly as long outside the fridge as a Pink Lady will.
Right. Apple and pear in the fridge, clear.
Yeah. Good. So and then there's citrus. Like right now, Earl has brought this up over the last couple of weeks. He's been talking about citrus, but if you're if you love making juice, and you buy Valencia oranges, you're going to be disappointed, right, Earl?
Yeah. So we are in a citrus season, no doubt about it. There's lots going on. Valencia, though, in California, is the summer orange. And their season, there are times where it's a 12-month season. Just that happens.
Because of weather.
Because of weather, and just it's cyclic. This year is not 12 month. We've been out of California-grown Valencias for at least a month. So they're all coming from either Arizona and Mexico. And though those are in season, it's early. They pick them early to get them to the market. They're not going to have the depth of flavor, the sugar
sweetness.
Development. Just not going to be there. So there's
very acidy right now.
Yeah. So what you can do is mix that with some tangerines, some mandarins, and maybe some grapefruit and get a more well-balanced, flavorful piece of
juice. Oh, nice. Interesting
tip. Yes, some juice.
And speaking of mandarins, Helga and Sita are huge Satsuma fans, as I know you are, Earl. Mm. But in a marketplace, they are still around. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend them.
Well, you know, we can call this not only the tweener session, but it's also the buyer beware. And that is that there's some citrus out there on display that shouldn't be there anymore. It's out of season. So in Satsuma's is one, be very careful of
which is a perfect segue to say, whatever you buy right now, produce is costly. This is, if it's not your local kale or your local chard, that is, of course, a winter vegetable, or your local broccoli at the farmer's market, anything else is a little bit pricey. So make sure what you buy, you taste before. You're literally out of that stack, pick a piece of fruit, cut it open, you know, have the produce guy engage with you and let you taste it so that you know if you buy three of them, you like all three and not throw one away, or you just don't get to eating the other two because the first one was already disappointing. Sita, okay. We're taking a very quick break.
We're looking
produce.
Good.
We're looking great.
Yes, we are.
And you're listening to an organic conversation. I'm Helga Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And with us is Earl Herrick, Mr. Earl Herrick, the voice of the market on this update, the produce review this week between the seasons, comparing apples with oranges. We will be right back with more. Stay tuned.
At Testa Epicure Skilled, we provide tea and coffee from the regions of the world known to produce the finest of their kind. Always certified organic and fair trade, we stand for exceptional taste and highest quality. Every cup of our tea and coffee is connected to the soil and the people working the land. We have searched the world for the best ingredient and invite you to enjoy Testa tea and coffee. Find Desta at your natural food store or online at desta.com. That is DESTA.com.
Are you interested in making healthy food your profession? Bowman College is a leader in the field of holistic nutrition and culinary arts. Their professional training programs prepare individuals for successful careers as nutrition consultants and natural chefs. Study at one of four locations in California and Colorado, or learn from home in a self-paced mentor distance learning program. Find out more about their classes on holistic nutrition and culinary arts at BowmanCollege.org. That's B-A-U-M-A-N College.org.
If you're looking for a green, full-service website and internet technology agency for your business that is affordable and can grow with your company, then visit Percepticon.com. Featuring an award-winning energy-efficient data center, Percepticon provides clients with forward-thinking consulting, strategy, technology, website design, high-performance internet hosting, e-commerce solutions, and mobile apps to meet all your internet needs. Call Percepticon today for all your web and technology needs at 925-937-9000 or visit them at Percepticon.com.
And we are back here to an organic conversation. I'm Helga Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And with us is Earl Herrick.
And I'm
voice,
Earl.
The voice of the market. The voice in the studio. Our topic this week is comparing literally apples with oranges, a produce review between the seasons in this time of tweener produce. We talked about apples and pears and whatever you buy, make sure you store it in the fridge so it doesn't break down quite as quickly. And we have moved on to citrus. Earl, walk us through the world of what's good right now, what's definitely leaving us, and what's coming up in the next couple months or so.
We're in the middle of the navel orange, Caracara orange, and they are good. And the fact is, they will continue to get better. And better is fuller flavor, more sugar. So again, enjoy them and make sure you get samples. The Satsuma, like I mentioned before the break, they're done, so be very careful. But also remember, not everything is correctly noted on the produce stand. So there's going to be lots of other types of mandarins and tangerines coming out.
And why is that? Let me ask you something, yeah. Earl. When sometimes I buy, you know, 5 Satsumas, whatever, mm-hmm. they taste delicious. I go back. The same cart, the same produce, maybe even the same signage. Yep. I take them and they are super sour. What happened?
Wow, any number of things. But what happens a lot, depending upon the time of year, one thing that is, Mark, you and I learned this probably right off the bat. What is true about emerging fruit? What I mean by that is things that are coming in the season. What is true about that is that the quality is inconsistent. So what is true about emerging fruit is that it's inconsistent. You could get one piece of fruit. Wow, that's good. You fill up your bag. You go home and, wow, there's only 2 out of that dozen because it's early in the season.
So it's the same harvest or it's a week later. It might be a different harvest, might be a different farm, and they didn't change the signage. Any of it? All of it?
All of the above. Plus, like right now, about a month ago, if you would have been getting a Valencia orange, you might have been getting a little bit of the Arizona crop, which would have been new crop, but you've also would have had some of the old crop, but that doesn't say new crop or old crop on that sign. You went and got them and they were old crop and they were sugar bombs. And then the next week you went back and you got a new crop and they haven't developed their sugar yet, but there's nothing on a produce sign to tell you that.
How can you possibly navigate that without tasting it? You can't, right?
You got to taste it.
That day, in the aisle, you got to taste it. Yeah. Otherwise, you're wasting your money.
Yeah, but also take a look at that one. Okay, first of all, take a look before you get it sampled. Take a look at that piece of fruit because there are probably indications of the size, how heavy it is for its size, how it's puffed up. And then, wow, that's good. I'm going to look for other ones in this display like that. Part of what goes on too is some growers go through an orchard and they're going through the orchard and picking random pieces of fruit off and tasting them, and they're determining in their relationship with that orchard whether or not it's time. And some guys will get in a little early. Some guys will say, I'm going to pick this whole block. Other guys will go in and be very careful. So if you're picking a whole block, you're going to have a larger percentage of product that probably is not quite ready.
And, you know, the key thing here, you've said it, Earl, I've said it over the years. Tom Willey, a good friend of mine and farmer here in California, has always said you should pick your farmer or your produce person the same way you pick your doctor. Because the reality is, if you have a great relationship with your produce person, with your produce person, they are going to be looking out for you. They are going to be actually choosing the best produce for you. Just like when people buy from Earl's, they know that Earl has quality. Well, it's the same thing with a retailer. Retailers will sometimes buy the least expensive thing.
Absolutely.
Without any caring that it's not going to be a good quality produce experience for you.
Yeah, it really defines your market, whether you're a price-driven market or you're quality-driven. And then sometimes you try to compromise and find the middle. I did want to talk about some other pieces of fruit that are good. And
yes, let's start with that again. So satsumas are done.
Yeah, but
you might find
they're around,
one more
but
batch.
They're just,
but,
yeah.
Well, they're over, meaning that they've reached their peak. Yeah. Their acids and their sugars are over. Now what we're getting into are some of the other ones. We have this pay tangerine today that is very, very good.
Yeah, nice.
I've also been tasting some wonderful Fremont.
That was this little guy here?
Yeah, it's called a page, did you say?
Yeah, it's page, yeah.
Yeah. Now there's other.
A page mandarin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A page mandarin.
Now,
delicious.
A lot of people use them interchangeably, mandarin and tangerine. So,
yeah, which is a whole other show.
But page as in P A I G E?
Yes.
Yeah. It's both. It's P A G E, and it's also P A I G E.
Delicious. Small little.
Yeah, really good.
You know, perfectly orange, delicious, sweet, a little bit sour, tartness to it. Ugh.
Nice.
So juicy.
And that's a traditional orange color. Now, another one is a Fremont, which is going to be a little deeper, darker, almost like a burnt orange color. They have intense flavor right now. Now,
Get them throughout the U.S.? They're shipped from, California throughout the rest of the country?
It depends on the volume.
It really is. We don't have a large supply of that. But I'm not saying we buy from every grower there is, so I can't really quite speak to that. But there are some other mandarins not quite ready, like Lee. There's a Lee mandarin. There's a Nova. There's an Encore. All those are yet to come.
Pixies.
Okay.
Pixies. Yep.
Oh, my favorite.
A Dancy. So there's lots of variety. So taste
the next 2 months, 3 months will be citrus heaven.
Also, what's good right now and will continue to get better is the Mineola. And that's a great piece of fruit. Now, that's distinguished by the knob on the end. So when you go through your department, you'll see that big piece. It's fairly big with a knob. And that's a Tangelo, actually. And that'll have very few seeds, lots of juice, and have some nice tang to it. I like to call that character.
And you were saying Caracaras, which is, when you run your hand, it's like Mineola.
There you go. I like that. That'll work.
But you were saying Caracaras are...
That's another one.
...are good on occasion?
Oh, well, yeah, right now with the navel and the Caracara, that's your two bigger pieces of fruit eaten out of the hand. Those are good. Again, they will continue to get better. They'll be around for a couple months. Navels are good, into May.
I love that tip that you said before the break. You were saying that if you end up with a fruit that has high acid, that is a little sour, you can actually subsidize the sweetness with,
one of these other
tangerine or something that's really sweet in that moment and make a perfectly fresh, yummy,
if you're juicing,
spunky juice.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
If you're juicing, don't just settle for one particular fruit. Mix
it up.
That's
so great.
And I just want to let people know that if you're listening on the East Coast and you're going, God, I'm not seeing any Mineola Tangelos,
it
could be called a honey bell. It's the same piece of fruit.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yes. As production in the country is down in agriculture, other than a few greenhouses maybe, most of this is coming from California and further down south, right?
Yeah, California, Florida, the traditional ones. And
Texas.
Then, yeah, Texas, right, that whole Gulf belt there. And, of course, we're in January. This is a winter that's taken a bite out of some growing areas.
Yes, a bite. Yeah. You're listening to an organic conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
And this week's topic is comparing literally apples with oranges, a produce review between the seasons with our very own special Earl Herrick, the voice of the market, the founder of Earl's Organic Produce, a wonderful partner in our work for years. Earl, stay with us. We have What's in Season coming up.
Mm, great.
Mark's weekly update of what's going on in the world of produce, which we've done for this entire show this time, and he's smiling so beautifully.
He has some trick up his sleeve.
We do want to hear about the standards in winter, the greens, the kales, the chards, stuff that's around year-round, but really good right now because of the cold time. When we come back right after the break, stay tuned.
Produce is ever-changing, seasons coming and going. At Earl's Organic, we have been sourcing solely organic produce for over 20 years. Since 1988, Earl's Organic Produce has been establishing strong relationships with growers and developing a deep understanding of the seasons so you can offer the most delicious organic produce to your customers, staff, and clients year-round. For organic produce, visit Earl's Organic Produce at earlsorganic.com. That's earlsorganic.com. SPUD stands for Sustainable Produce Urban Delivery. SPUD delivers the highest quality organic produce and the best locally sourced grocery items one can find directly to your doorstep. It's easy, it's convenient, and it supports your local economy. On every delivery day, SPUD takes at least 100 cars off the road that would have otherwise been driving to the grocery store. Reduce your carbon footprint, save time, and save money when grocery shopping with SPUD. Place your order today at spud.com. That's SPUD.com.
The Farmer Veteran Coalition is a nonprofit organization dedicated to provide veterans with resources, education, and technical assistance to prepare them to become successful farmers. After serving their country, many veterans are interested in working with the land but do not have a background in farming or ranching. Help the Farmer Veteran Coalition to assist veterans in starting a new career in sustainable agriculture. For more information, please visit farmvetco.org. That's farmvetco.org.
Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away.
And we are back here to an organic conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And with us is Earl Herrig of Earl's Organic Produce, the voice of the market in this week's episode, Comparing Apples with Oranges, a Produce Review. And let's continue that conversation. Actually, he is Mark Mulcahy and Earl Herrig in the studio, both of them, usually one of them on the phone, but... What's in season, Mark?
And today we're all in season. And speaking
of
all in season, it's interesting. My daughter in Tennessee, it's 70 degrees there. In California, it's 25 degrees at night, right? Helga, you were mentioning greens. And I want to make sure we get at least touch on that topic because now is normally greens time, right? The cold weather helps them to create a higher antioxidant content because the plants are stressed and they have to work harder. But it also means that they are higher in sugar. They actually taste better right now. If you don't like greens any time of year, now's the time to try them because they love this cold weather. And so, you know, it's definitely a time for chard and kale and red Russian kale and dino kale and things like that. But Earl, this weather is actually having an adverse effect too, right?
Yeah, this has been one of those winters where it extended down into the growing areas of the desert of California and into northern Mexico. And those areas feed the country this time of year. And we had some killer freezes, meaning that plants, when you get down to low 20s for a period of hours, the plants don't recover from that. And so what we're seeing is, first of all, a big bite out of supply, and also what is coming into market is many times damaged. And the damage can look like if you're buying lettuce, as you open up your head of lettuce, the inside rib is going to be brown, where it blistered in the freeze overnight, and then it unfroze, and it created this blister. It's a brown blister. So I just kind of nip that out and use the rest of the lettuce, and it's quite good. So cosmetically, it's going to be challenged. But like Mark said, the greens are going to have this wonderful, wonderful sugar. And I'll tell you, they're incredibly vibrant. Mm. I mean,
they glow.
This is the time. Yeah.
I mean, to handle the weather, the survival of the fittest, those guys are just powerful.
Yeah.
So this is the time to enjoy those greens. But that killer freeze knocked out production, which in turn raises prices. So we've seen some of the highest prices of the year. I mean, these are the highest prices. Yeah. We saw broccoli double overnight.
Wow,
well, with citrus,
really?
you need to taste it. With broccoli and chard and greens, you see that vibrant color and you know you're good. But how do you make sure they stay fresh at home, Mark?
Well, and so you want to, if it's broccoli, you know, you want to make sure it's a nice, solid, evenly colored crown. If you see any black marks on there, that means it probably got frozen and that'll break down quicker. So you want to make sure you, first of all, buy a nice head that has, and the stalk should be nice and vibrant too. You take it home, you can store it in a plastic bag, but store it in your crisper. It's going to hold up longer in your crisper. A lot of times I see people just put produce in their fridge willy-nilly. It really does make a difference because there are products that are cold sensitive. And so if you put them in the wrong part, like in the back of your refrigerator, it's colder back there. So they will actually get chill damage in your own refrigerator by putting some of this stuff in the back of your fridge. So berries and things like that, if you're buying buying them at all right now, and there are California blueberries available, you'd want to store them at the front of your fridge because it's actually warmer there and would actually serve them better. You know, sweet potatoes. You buy sweet potatoes. Some people, you bring them home, they stick them in their refrigerator. It's the worst thing you could do for them because that chill will make them, actually make them bitter. It create, you know, a blackness in the center if you leave them in the fridge too long. Potatoes don't like being in the fridge too long. So there's, you know, you want to keep those in a cool, dark spot, but not in a cold spot. And things like chard, you know, you want to bring them home, and you don't want to wash your produce until you're ready to use it, because that'll help it break down too. And use your crisper drawer for any type of green vegetable, any type of fresh greens or lettuce or type of thing. It's designed, it has a different humidity factor in there that's actually going to help them to hold up longer. And things like apples, you got to put them in the fridge this time of year. And one last tip is if you're going to the store and you're going, okay, is this cameo apple, is this going to be crisp, or is this pink lady going to be crisp? Take your forefinger and flick the apple and the...
Oh, yeah.
Hear how that's a dull sound? So that's not going to be a crisp apple. Hear how that's a higher ping?
Ping. Yeah.
That's going to be a crisp apple. That's an easy way that you can at the store not choose a mushy
ping,
apple.
Not a pop.
You want a ping, not a pop.
Well, you know, you got to watch out for that willy-nilly. They're not a produce person, there's no doubt. I did want to mention the use of a crisper. And the use of a crisper, you got to have it two-thirds full for it to be effective. If you just put one piece of broccoli in there in a bag,
right,
it's not going to be as effective as you, unless...
Why is that?
I'm not exactly sure why. I think maybe it's just you're leaving room for other environment.
You're
in there.
Just saying keep the crisper full of produce.
That's
because
it, baby.
You guys want us
produce.
To get more produce.
That's
of
what
course.
We're talking about.
I'm sure it works in one piece. Don't listen to that. Okay. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Bouquet.
And I'm Sita Rani Palmer.
And with us today was Earl Herrick. Earl,
great
so
being here.
Great to have you.
Thanks
it.
For having me.
Earl Herrick of Earl's Organic Produce. Check out that website too. That's Earl's Organic .com for produce tips of what's good right now, as well as facebook.com/ An Organic Conversation. And Earl, you guys have a Facebook page too, right? With
absolutely
photos of daily produce and all that.
And yeah. Blogs, great
yes,
blogs.
Yes, yes, yes. How to store and keep that crisper full of produce. I'm sure. Speaking of produce, we do have a quick update from one of our other partners, Spud. Sustainable Produce Urban Delivery.
Yes. Well, it is the last week of the first month of the new year. And if you're still trying to find whatever is going to get your new year's health resolution in full swing, it just may be joining a juicing club. So check out what we've got for you from spud.com.
And we have Landra Scherer, the marketing manager from Spud, with us now. Landra, are you with us? Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Landra.
Tell us about Spud. Delivers the finest organic produce to homes from LA to San Francisco to Seattle to British Columbia. And you have a great website, spud.com, where people can put in their zip code and see if you can reach them. And for those people who are into juicing, if you can't be reached by Spud, of course, you know, start a juicing routine at home, because we really recommend the health benefits. But if you can be reached by Spud, Landra, tell us about the offer that you guys are throwing out right now.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So juicing fresh fruits and vegetables is a really fun and easy way to incorporate an interactive and healthy activity into your everyday life. We find that kids love fresh juice because it's so sweet and so delicious, and parents love making fresh juice for their kids because they can feel confident in knowing that their kids are enjoying a nutritious snack that will help ensure they receive the vital nutrients they need each day. So in order to get you started with juicing in an easy and affordable way, Spud has created two really great offers for the month of January. Now, these offers expire January 31st, so get on it. First is when you buy a Huron juicer from us in one full payment, you receive 4 free deliveries of fresh organic juicing produce to your home or office.
You're kidding. So four boxes? Amazing. 4 boxes of produce?
Yes.
For
and
free.
You can arrange to have them delivered to you anytime. You know, you can try it out for a couple weeks and then come back the next month and do a couple more, whatever suits your lifestyle.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that is the first offer, which is really great. The second one is when you become part of what we call our juicing club, it means that you get a Huron juicer delivered to you up front. And then you make 22 weekly payment installments of $16. And then you do that plus a $35 juicing box each week. And then you get a $140 Spud gift card, which you can, you know, use for yourself or, of course, pass on to a friend. So either way, you're really making out with a fantastic deal. And I really encourage you all to check it out.
So again, spud.com, the offer is on there for one more week, and it includes a juicer, and it includes several weeks of produce and savings, I believe, of over $100. Yes,
yeah, and they really could not make it easier for you. And they give you, like you said, Landra, a lot of options. You can get a juicing box that the kids will enjoy. You can get a juicing box that's focused on detox, and you have a juicing box that's aimed at beauty.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a dynamic beauty juicing box.
I need that.
If you want to bump up your looks a little bit.
Mark,
you know?
I'll get you too. Great.
That's
okay.
So exciting.
We'll check it out. And again, that's SPUD, just like the potatoes, spud.com. And that's Landra Shera, their marketing manager. Thank you, Landra, for that offer and for your time and for that call today. Check out this Spud juicing offer. Wonderful. And this is the time to do it. This is the time of citrus and boosting your immune system.
And greens. And juice those greens.
That's,
you know, balance it with something sweet. Get those vital nutrients. Sounds great. Thanks so much, Landra.
Thanks for being part of it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
So, do we have time before we rush off of this super fun episode to check in about what's going on in the world of organic contemplation?
Yes,
Helga.
My organic moment. Back on the show after being dropped for months. Yes, I do want to give a shout out to a documentary I saw last week. It's called Chasing Ice. It's in theaters throughout the country. It's a National Geographic photographer who got funding to install 25 cameras on glaciers around the world to take a photo every hour, as long as there was daylight, for 3 years, every single day. And so he has these time-lapse films of the top glaciers showing not just that global warming and climate change is real, which is scientifically, I don't think, really a debate anymore, but he wants to change public perception because that's where the crux is in his eyes, that we need to see it. You know, we can't see climate models up and down the wazoo. But when you see those movies, it's an hour 15 documentary, and it's so stunningly beautiful to see that ice. Some of the ice is completely blue because the oxygen is missing, and yet it's also a very stunning message of, you know, we have no time left to turn this around and to put real policy in place. So Chasing Ice, really worth watching. Please tell your friends about it, and please buy a DVD and send it to members of Congress. Everyone needs to see that movie. It's quite stunning in all aspects. And that's my organic moment for this week.
Thank you, Helga. And that was this week's edition of An Organic Conversation. Thank you for listening.
An Organic Conversation is a proud production of the Organic Media Network. Associate producer, Kristen Ponger. Studio engineer, Robert Costa. Underwriting production, Mark Van Gelder. Thank you all.
If you missed parts of this show or for any other episode, go to iTunes or anorganicconversation.com.
And you can follow us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/anorganicconversation.
We're your hosts, Helga Hellberg,
Mark Mulcahy,
and Sita Rani Palomar.
And we'll be back right here, same place, same time next week. See you then.
Bye. Bye-bye.
To myself, you're such a lucky guy.